Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here on the 5th of May 2012, and as you can see from the title of this book, it's a question really for Pawari and Jacqueline B. I hope you ladies don't mind me listening in onto your booze regarding permissions of stress, because what strikes me is this idea of permission. Pawari mentions, for example, giving her children permission to stress her. And the reason for that is because she loves her children. My question is, how would we revoke that permission? For me, it seems that I don't give my children permission to stress me. Being a father of two children, that is part of the territory. And I suppose the only permission I gave them was by giving birth to them. I don't give them permission to come to me and tell me they've fallen over or they've been involved in a fight and I have the worry and stress of that. I didn't give them direct permission for that stress. And if I did, I can't see how I could revoke it. Do I say to my children, don't stress me anymore? It seems that that's a different kind of stress. That's a natural stress that we face and that we have tools to possibly deal with, as opposed to the kind of, if you like, stress that we have that we don't give permission for. For example, the stress of a loved one dying, or Jacqueline B. mentioned the stress of the thought of losing a home. We don't really control that stress or give permission for it, and so we have to find different ways of dealing with it. I think the question of dealing with stress is important, but I'm struggling with finding an answer as to how we would give somebody permission to stress us and then revoke that permission. Take that permission away. Just a thought. Hope you ladies, Pawari and Jacqueline B, don't mind me joining in. And thank you. Thank you for an interesting thread.